Had a wonderful fellowship with him, and I enjoyed very much being in your city. And it's quite large. You know, it's a lot smaller on TV. Or if you want to really get small and put in a picture, it's very small, but it's beautiful. So, but most the I've been blessed, and the most beautiful thing for today is the service that we had this morning, and the message, and the wonderful welcome, and I appreciate that. I appreciate your spirit, and your love, and your care, and it's obvious, in case you didn't know it. But I guess every guest preacher is here is telling you that, but I want to repeat that in case you forget, and keep it. It's a quality. Now I have a Bible, Romanian Bible, so I'll be needing your help. Okay, we'll read quite a few verses, and I'll ask you if you jump in. I'll say different references, and I'll ask you please to jump in and read the passage. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, because if I'll read it in Romanian. Well, it's, you can do that once or maybe twice, but after a while, it gets old and it's not helping anybody. So I'll ask you to read in English, okay? So we would be on the same page. This coming year, every single one of us would be following somebody, and somebody. We are created in God's own image. Amen. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible tells us that we were created after God's own image. And God is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen? And we stay and think, how are we created after God's own image? But we are a trifold being as well. And I'm not sure if it's correct English equivalent. It'll work coming from a Romanian. Thank you. But we are flesh, what we see, and we have a soul, and we have as well a spirit. And somebody that is not saved has a dead spirit, the Bible tells us. And I think in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1, 2, and 3, talk about this subject, about person that is not saved being dead and still active. Well, it's active living in sin and away from God. And if that person dies in this condition, will end up in hell, and the final destination is the lake of fire, and there's no return from that. So if you are not saved, you are walking on thin ice. It's easily, very easy to die in this city. It's either you're driving or riding a scooter, motorbike, bicycle, riding the train. It's very easy to die. And actually, biologically, all it takes, it's a little chemical imbalance to throw us off the track, and we're flat like a veggie on a hospital bed. And that can be very easily done. So we have somebody to follow. Our soul, our body, or our spirit as Christians, and we are going to look into this. So my prayer is that every single one of us will put in the effort, and also we will be more aware of who is the one controlling our lives, because we are created to have one leader in our life. And that one is not our flesh, and is not our soul either. And we'll get into that, okay? So I'll ask you to please open the Bible at Matthew chapter 22, verse 37. Matthew 22, verse 37. If somebody would read, please.
Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with
Amen. So the Bible tells us here that we need to love God with really all we are. And there are other parallel passages in the Bible that adds might, strength, and if we follow this teaching, the Bible is telling us to love God with all we are and have. Amen? Everybody agrees? And we can only do this as God instructs us in His Word. And the key is His Word. And God will never lead us to go in a different direction than what is written here. And in 1 Peter, if I remember correctly, Peter says that we saw Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, and we saw Him changed, and we heard the words, and he says that we have a more sure word of prophecy that is written. So the Bible, it's above what we see, hear, and even feel. Everything must be judged according to God's word. Amen. So let's look into this. And another verse that I would like for us to look at is Proverbs 23, verse 7. Proverbs 23, verse 7, especially the first part of the verse. If somebody will read, please.
For as you think it in your heart, so is he. Eat and drink, set food to eat, but your heart is not real.
So the Bible is telling us, as somebody thinks in his heart, so is he, right? So who we really are, it's not necessarily what we see. Agree? What we really are, it's what we think in our heart. Well, we think with the heart or with the mind. Well, here's the thing. We have the body that we see, right? And the body usually represents us, who we really are. Sometimes we can put a show and we can dress up and look like a businessman when we really are not a businessman, and we are totally different person, or we dress sporty and we look like somebody that works out and is training when actually we're not doing that, right? So usually outside the body would represent us, will show who we really are. But the soul contains our emotions, our heart, right? The soul contains our intellect, our mind, our conscience as well, our will as well. And the soul is the battlefield where we make the decisions. We have intellectual facts that we use to make decisions. And we have our emotions that we kind of feel to go in a certain way, but the intellectual facts kind of pull us in a different direction. And our will kicks in to go one of the two directions, right? But being saved, our spirit has been brought to life by the blood of Jesus Christ. And our spirit is the one that God created and put it in us. So He would communicate His will. And He's not communicating His will to our brains. He's not doing it to our ears. He's not doing it to our hearts. He's doing it through our spirit. And our spirit needs to be always in contact with God. We need to constantly either reject or repent of sin, so that avenue of communication and contact with God would be open. So God would communicate or transfer His will to our spirit being tied to our mind and our heart, would carry on and will kick in our will, so our body will carry on and will fulfill what God wants us to do, You understand? Like this morning, you've been working hard for the week, right? Well, I feel my body feels to stay longer in bed, right? I have the option of taking a carnal decision. I'll stay in bed. And I'm not sure if you knew that or not, but the modern beds have in them, they have built in a gravity accelerator. So actually, it takes more effort to get off the bed, you know? They are designed that way. So we have the option of being carnal and stay in bed more. Or we know what God wants us to do through the scripture. And the Spirit says, get up, lazy, get ready, and go to church, right? Or we could have the intellect. The intellect tells us that, you know that nice car that you always dreamed of, or you know that thing, or you need to get more money, right? And there's this opportunity to work Sundays and get double pay for the hour. And you can fall into that and take an intellectual decision and miss Sundays, miss being in church. And by the way, if somebody would follow the intellect, their mind, who would give tithe? Who would give offerings? Who would support missionaries? Who's that guy? Never met him. I don't care. And let him handle it. Yeah. But we need to make spiritual decisions. Amen. And we need to let aside what we feel, what we think, what our body wants, and do what God wants us to do. And be spirit-filled or spirit-led or spirit-controlled Christian. And this is not for only for preachers. This is for every single Christian. We're supposed to give God glory through everything we are and have. Amen? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, if you want to open there, I would strongly recommend for all of us to open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. It's not a unknown verse of Scripture, but the Bible tells us that we have been bought with a price, therefore we need to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. Amen? Something is left out, right? Is it something left out? What's left out? Soul. The soul is left out. The soul contains our mind, right? Our heart and our will. Okay? Our thinking, our emotions, and the will stays the same, okay? Who is the owner of the soul? Ourselves. That is ours. Our soul is who we really are. And we need to apply ourselves so we would glorify God. God wants us to do it. He's never pushed anybody to go against his will. Never forced anybody to get saved. Never forced anybody to do his will. Always God uses compelling. He's communicating to us through his word, through his men, through his spirit, and sometimes through circumstances to do his will. But never forces us. So we need to apply ourselves and get ourselves off the rut of doing things our way and maintain the connection with him so we would follow him as he speaks to us. But if we don't, and this is a spiritual discipline really, you're always on the watch. And the Bible tells us, agrees with everything in the Bible. The Bible tells us to be watchful, amen? And what does the Bible tell us to be watchful? Because we so easily fall into the rut of doing things our way. But the judgment seat of Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, if we read there, starting with verse 12 to verse 15, it says, if somebody builds on this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and what's the other word? Stubble or straws. Every man's work would be shown, because they will make it known, because it will be revealed through fire, and the fire will test everybody's work. And if the work that somebody builded would last, will receive a reward. So who wants to lose rewards? Nobody, right? We want to be rewarded. But we get rewarded only as we follow God. You know, if I want to be a singer and God has me to preach and I'm going my way, I could be maybe after 15, 20, 30, 50 years of training, I could be a singer. But if I'll be here singing and not preaching, you may say, oh, I've been blessed by that song. And before God, before you, maybe it would be silver through a miracle, maybe gold. But before God would be nothing but wood. Why is that? Because I followed what I wanted and not what God wanted for me. You understand? So we can fall in the trap of doing good things, accepted things, but not God's things. And we only get a reward if we do what God wants us to do. You understand? So it's crucial. Everything ties on following God's leadership and being controlled by the Spirit. And actually, our spirit is the one that was designed to control our being, as the spirit, our spirit, it's in connection with God's Spirit that lives in us, by the way, which is no secret to you, I'm sure. But the key of a Christian life, as God intended for it to be, is to stay in touch and follow God's Spirit as He leads us. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And then we'll come back to Galatians. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. The Bible tells us not to be drunken with wine, but to be filled with the Spirit. And it's not telling preachers alone. We should be filled with the Spirit. We should be controlled by the Spirit. This is what being filled with the Spirit means, to be controlled, under Spirit's control, to be under Spirit's direction, and not do things the way we want, but to do things as the Spirit of God wants us to be done. And in Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18 and 25. And I'll ask somebody to read, please. So Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, and then verse 25. And verse 25, please.
But the fruit of the Spirit.
25.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk
Amen. Thank you. See, in verse 17, the Bible tells us that we cannot do what we want. If we have the impression that we do things that we want, but somebody's behind us, okay? Does God wants us to follow the Spirit of God? Yes. You should say yes. That's a good Sunday school answer. And now, who wants us to follow either our flesh, our heart, our emotions, or even our intellect? The devil. He doesn't want us to follow the Lord. He wants us to follow anybody and anything but God. And he's happy with us. And he'll bless us, okay, by getting our own way, like a brat that doesn't obey, and he goes throws a show or a tantrum in a supermarket to get his candy, okay? And eventually he's going to get his candy if he keeps doing that. And in our days, as biblical discipline is not being applied, he's going to go in a very wrong direction. But he's going to get his blessing. And if we throw a fit like that, we may get our stinking candy. But we miss the fellowship and the guidance and the blessing that God wants us to have. And I remember this past summer, I wanted to take my son for a walk and go get him an ice cream and spend some time with him. He's 5 years and a half. So that day, I had that planned. I was doing something, I'm not sure. And that day, he was bad. He had a bad attitude, and he was not behaving. And instead of obeying, he got spanked. So he missed a blessing. He had no clue what was ready for him, what was prepared for him. And he wanted to do things his way. And who knows how much we have missed because of doing things our way. Who knows what ice creams and walks with the Lord we have missed because of doing things our way. Following either our body, our heart, our mind, our plans and dreams, instead of what God wanted for us. I was thinking even this morning, thinking how blessed am I, because I have brothers and sisters here, and we love each other, and we barely know each other, and there's love and understanding and the compassion among us. And if I would have been a pilot following my dream, okay, I could fly, let's say, MiG-29, what Romanians have, or God forbid, MiG-21, and I would get my way, you know, and do the flying. Yeah. So I'm cool. I'm a pilot and whatever. But I would have missed all this fellowship and all this love that otherwise I wouldn't have. But following the Lord brings us to places where we are not even capable of dreaming. I had the dream to go in Germany and work and get a job and build me a life as a teenager. And I'm so glad I didn't do it. And even after I got saved, I was tempted to go this direction and go away from God's will. But I knew what God wanted for me to do. And I stayed in that place. I'm not saying I was success 100% of the time, but following the Lord brings us in places that we are so very blessed and overwhelmed with His goodness and blessings. And you know what? Eventually, we'll leave this planet and we'll go to heaven, And not just that, but there's a day coming when we'll be rewarded for it. It's like, I've done big deal. What have I done but follow instructions? And I'm getting rewarded for it? Come on. So it's blessing upon blessing. But all this comes only as we follow Him and we obey Him. There's no other way. Is there other way to be saved except coming through Jesus Christ, repenting of your sin and placing your faith in Him alone? Is there other way to be saved? Oh, praise God, I'm in the right church. What makes us think that there are other ways to please God, or there are other ways to do God's will for us, but what He tells us to do? And every single one of us, we need to quiet down things around us. And the most difficult spiritual discipline is to make this quiet down and this quiet down, so the Spirit of God could talk and communicate. And as He communicates with us, then we need to have the spiritual habit or tradition of just doing, not thinking, not swifting through what God has us to say. And recently, God laid on my heart to, there's a brother in our sending church, and his wife has medical issues, and actually pretty soon she's going to go through a hip replacement. She's got to get a titanium thing instead of the hip. And their car was, I hope, is not suffering today. But the Lord laid on my heart to help him in this matter with the car. And I talked to my wife, and I told her there's no point in analyzing. There's no point in thinking about it. There's no point in doing the accountant work, you know. I said, we'll do it. And we did, you know. And we don't need to analyze. We don't need to think through. We don't need to swift through. When God tells us to do something, best thing is, do it. And as good kids do, are there any good kids around here? When they are told to do something, to do it right away is the best thing. Because if you don't do it right away, you get sidetracked. So easily to get sidetracked. And you don't do your chores. What's next? It was a bit loose. No wonder you use NIV. It's a joke of ours. Yeah. But even coming about discipline, family discipline, we do things God's way or the more modern psychological correct ways, right, or proper ways. But look what produces. I mean, not too long ago, some of you were afraid to get off the streets because of modern psychology, child raising, which became teenagers. And teenagers have hormones and neurons. And not being trained, I mean, they don't know what to do about this balance, right? And they go crazy instead of getting things God's way. Well, you need to do to give them whatever they need, or whatever they want, not what they need. They tell you to do, to give the child whatever he wants. Where is this going to get us? Well, he wants candy, give him a candy. He wants chocolate, give him a chocolate. He wants cigarettes, huh? Well, he's not a child anymore, so tastes are changing, right? Age is changing. Oh, he wants to be immoral. Well, he wants to use alcohol. Oh, he wants to drive. He wants to use drugs. when do you stop in giving him whatever he wants when he wants it? So much for modern psychology, right? Our parents with less books of child raising did better job than today's parents with so many books. And actually, if we'll stick to the book, we won't go wrong. There's no way you can go wrong if you stick with this book. Because this book tells us not to follow mind, not even our own mind, tells us not to follow our heart, right? Even though if you read magazine and somebody's falling asleep. And oh, I shouldn't laugh here. It'll be torture. There should be a sign, don't laugh in the microphone. People are being tortured by it. But we need to, I was talking about the heart, following the heart. This is watch TV or even stupid cartoons that's supposed to be innocent and should be fun for the kids. Follow your heart, and they are being indoctrinated with following your heart. Well, where's that going to get you? Oh, he's so handsome, or she's so nice, so good looking, you know. So what, she doesn't go to church? So what, she's coming to church, but she's not saved, you know. I love her. I love him. Well, the Bible tells us not to yoke ourselves in a, what's the word? Unequal yoke. Yes. Well, that's God's will, okay? God is not going to call you and say, dummy, don't do it. It's plain right here in the Bible. And if we follow God's Spirit, well, we will not let our heart lead. We will not allow our emotions to take us in a direction. We would follow the Spirit of God. We will not allow our mind to take lead either. Or worse, hormones. But God's will. Amen? Amen? And let's look in Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. There are many, many verses that are teaching us about this subject. And I hope with this time I'll get you started on either studying or being more aware of this fight or of this connection between our trifold being. So we would make right decisions based on the Spirit of God and not on what we, not on our dreams, our ambitions, our logic, not based on our heart, on our feelings, not based on hormones, not based on the flow of the world, but based on God's Word, as the Spirit of God will lead us through His Word. Amen. So Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. If somebody would please read. See there? And he talks about carnal mind, carnal mindset. What that means is a mind that is being used to or trained to always stick with what the body wants and think on what the body wants. And that's a wrong direction to follow, to allow this mindset. It's enmity, right, against God. And it says that is not even able to submit to God's will. So we need to take this away from us. And the Bible tells us, I'm not sure if I have, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, the Bible is telling us to have every thought, to bring every thought under submission of Christ. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Yeah, last part of the verse. If somebody would please read. And we'll stop soon. Please read. So if there's a thought that is not obedient to Christ, is rebellious, and it's a thought that it's connected to either a carnal mindset or it's connected to an emotion, the Bible tells us to bring it into captivity or under submission to Christ. So we need to cast that away so we have a submissive, a spiritual mindset. Amen? And we can do that. We would not be told to do it if it would not be possible. But everything, I mean, the battle is being done here. And it's being done in our soul, actually. And it's either following the Spirit of God or follow what we want. Go for what we feel, for what we please, for what we dream, for what the world puts in front of us, or going with God, what God wants us to do. But it's possible to win this fight. And for example, we have the commandments not to steal. Why people steal? They steal because there's something that they want, and they are not willing to put the effort and the work into getting that. And since it's your bicycle and it's there and it's not under supervision, and you maybe forgot to tie it, I'm going to get it. But if we follow God's Spirit and we have the desire, well, that's a nice bike. I would like to have a bike like that, a bicycle. But the Spirit of God tells me, that's lust, what you have in you. I repent of the sin of lust. And you know something? I'm not going to steal. My body will not submit to this lust. And I'm bringing that thought, evil thought, under submission. And you can make application to whatever domain of your own life. But I hope through this time, you'd be more aware of the way that we function, and you would be more aware of this spiritual fight, and every single one of us should strive to live and have a disciplined life, and have and follow the Spirit of God as He leads us. He wants us to follow Him. He wants us to listen to Him. We only need to quiet down and allow Him to do what He wants to do. There's no other way to receive a reward, and there's no other way to live the Christian life but the way God designed it to be. And we better allow Him, and we better follow Him in this direction, and we'll be truly blessed. Amen. Thank you.